Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning. Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. It is a WIC Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday, 6:23. You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers. Also an isolated thunderstorm is possible. Highs in the mid-70s.
Wake up, Delmarva. Bill and Jessica are live, loud, and bringing the energy.
Never, ever gets old. I love it.
Only on Power 101.7.
Yeah, man, it is nasty outside. Make sure you take your time if you're out and about. Good morning to everybody who's watching us, everybody who's listening to us. We appreciate that. We're having some technical difficulties on the radio. If you go out to your car and you turn the radio on, you know, all you hear is... Yeah, so we're off air on the regular radio side, but no worries. We're still live on the Free Power app, all the apps. Everything, you know, that you listen to us normally on other than the regular radio. So the Free Power app, you can download it right there in your app store. Also on our website, power1017.com, we are streaming on there as well. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Power 1017, and you can listen to us right there. You know, we're on the TuneIn app, we're on the Odyssey app, Apple Music, iHeart, all the things. All right, so look us up, Power 1017. We're broadcasting live. You can also watch us, Bill and Jessica Show TV.
Hello.
Up on our Power TikTok. Good morning, everybody. Some people, that's what they do anyway. So you can watch us on TikTok at Power 1017 FM. We broadcast the whole 4 hours on there. So jump on. And we're going to be going on Facebook a little bit more this morning until we come back live. So apparently we have our engineers at the radio tower, and they're working on things. So
we're
hopefully
hard.
Before we sign off today, I'm hoping within the next hour.
Back.
Yeah, well, within the next hour, supposedly we're supposed to be back on. We'll definitely keep you up to date right here, with us. But we're still going to do a regular show. We're still in there. So, good morning. Appreciate you guys listening. We got a lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. Got to tell you about our biggest band festival, Jess, coming up this Sunday. Cannot wait. You got all the details.
Yeah. So the Voice Radio Network and us here at Power, we're bringing you the 2025 Hispanic Festival in downtown Georgetown on Ray Street on Sunday, September the 21st. So coming up this weekend, this Sunday, it's the biggest taco fest on Delmarva. So come and celebrate the Latin American culture and traditions and dances, arts, lots of food, kids entertainment from Enchanted Magical Moments, including Bluey and Spider-Man, Blippi, and more. You can visit HispanicFest.org and the entire Power family will be out there live.
Yes, definitely looking forward to it. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning, 6:35 and 8:35. We got Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. After 7 o'clock, David Chokichi. You might remember him from the original Baywatch, also Soul Surfer, Witchblade, and so many more projects. He's going to be starring in a Tubi original called President's Down. It premiered on August 29th. Mm-hmm. So President's Down dives into a riff from the headlines premise. The president's pacemaker is hacked and triggering a $100 million ransom countdown to midnight.
Goodness.
So
you know that's good.
It does sound good. Real good. It's called President's Down. It's on Tubi. But David Chokichi, looking forward to talking to him after 7 o'clock. 7:20 and 8:20, we have phone checks with Clarissa Jenkins. At 8:50 this morning, we have two-time Emmy winner Mike Manning. Actor, producer, reality TV personality, and activist. You might remember him from MTV's A Real World DC. Manning currently plays Smitty in Beyond the Gates on CBS. So he's going to be talking about Unexpected Treasures, and that's on Amazon Prime, September the 19th, also Apple TV. So looking forward to talking to Emmy winner Mike Manning coming up at 8:50 this morning. 7:35, we have Question of the Day after 9. The Audio Vault, Unpopular Fall Opinions, Think Fast. I mean, we got a jam-packed show. Jam-packed show at 6:27. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so the top office distractors for Gen Z.
Okay.
Top office distractors are social media and personal notifications. Also, the top distractors for boomers are chatting with coworkers and political news.
Oh.
Okay. Is clocked it your teenager's new favorite phrase? Clocked it. Clocked it.
I haven't heard that one yet.
I haven't heard that one yet either. But Google says searches for it just hit an all-time high. It means what you think to notice something. All right. So kids are using it as much as like a broader way than adults. So if you hear clocked it, you heard
now
it here first.
Know what it means.
Younger senior citizens are supposedly trying to cancel the word senior because it sounds old.
Yes, it does.
And they don't want to be reminded of getting old. They prefer Generation Jones. So any other labels other than senior? So don't call me senior.
I agree.
The World Stone Skimming Championships were rocked by a cheating scandal after some competitors were found to be using suspiciously like circular stones. You're supposed to use like natural stones, and those weren't.
Oh, they were like perfect.
Yeah, like the perfect stones. I didn't even know there was such thing as a World Stone Skimming Championship anyway, so... Wendy's is switching from whole leafed romaine lettuce to shredded iceberg lettuce. So it's burgers and chicken sandwiches.
To the shredded?
Yeah, you know, the whole leaf. I remember, like, for some reason, and, you know, I don't go to Wendy's a whole lot, but we do love Wendy's. When we see a Wendy's, we stop. Bryce really likes Wendy's. Mm-hmm. I love it. It used to be always one of my faves. And I always remember just like a wet piece of lettuce just thrown up
like
top.
Yeah, it's like
soggy. Yeah. Well, apparently they're switching to the shredded lettuce.
Okay. I mean, other fast food places use the shredded.
Yeah, they claim the move was made to improve lettuce consistency.
Mm-hmm. So, I like it.
I think
it's
a good move.
Yeah.
A 24-year-old woman in Tampa got arrested for drunk driving after she drove the wrong way on an interstate and sideswiped a cop car. She tried to claim her husband was driving, but he wasn't even in the car.
He wasn't even around. My husband did it.
Yeah, my husband was driving.
Oh, where is he? Hubby.
Yeah, he's at home.
Hubby.
He got out and ran home real quick. Yeah. Here's a couple good news stories trending this morning. Two teenagers from England raised over $3,000 for charity by riding their unicycles across the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
Their unicycles. And New Haven, Connecticut now officially holds a record for the world's largest pizza party. Over 4,500 people showed up for it last Friday.
Pizza party?
Yeah.
4,500 people. That is a big pizza party.
I wonder if they were all named Ryan. if you listened to the show yesterday, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. But, you know, ever since you started talking about that and brought it up, and it's trending again back in the news today, I'm like...
It is trending again?
I wonder if there's something that Bill and I could do with this. Like all Williams and all Jessicas. Can we do something, you think?
We could.
You know? I don't know. Because it's back again. And I'm like, why is this so...
Do you like a bit?
A thing. Maybe we could do something with it.
The world's largest gathering of Jessicas. No, please no.
I know.
Please no.
I know. Well,
the
no,
world's
it,
largest
it has
Williams.
To be something related to our morning show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The Bill and the world's largest gathering of Bills and Jessicas.
And Jessicas, yeah.
I don't know. I like that. I think I like that.
But then, you know, like your legal name. So are people going to say, well, no, I go by Bill. No,
yep.
I don't know. So we have to know exactly.
Got to be on your ID.
And then Jessica or, you know, are they going to say, well, I'm Jess. Well, I'm Jesse. Well, you know.
Like, but all those Jess and Jesse and all, that's all Jessica, right?
Is it? Or are we going by the legal name?
Got to be on their, I think it's got to be on their ID. And then what are they, and then what? We like give away something?
Yeah.
All right, we got to work on. We got to like talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just keep thinking about
it. Let's really like talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say, oh, now you like one of my ideas.
I don't know. Something.
I think there's something there.
It might be something there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And a writer for the travel site One Mile at a Time says the trick to finding the best meal option on your next flight is to think of them as leftovers. Which option would taste better if you reheated them in the microwave? So, you know, if you don't like flight food,
yeah, I know.
If you think they're leftovers, you'd be like, oh, that does taste good.
I don't know.
So.
Flight food, well, number one, they don't even do it that much unless you're on a very long flight.
Yeah, so I was like, for little pretzels and little snacks.
Yeah, now it's just, you know, the snacks and drinks and water, coffee, that type thing. The most that I've gotten has been like the cheese and grapes and the crackers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But... Or Pringles. I remember us getting Pringles as well. But nothing like that was hot.
JetBlue has Dunkin' Donuts. Like the coffee.
That's a good perk.
Yeah. So. 6:32. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update. And by the way, we are streaming live. Okay? We're having technical difficulties on the regular radio side, but we're live. up on our free Power app in your app store. Thank you guys so much for listening. Also, tune in. We're on Apple Music. We're on Odyssey, all the different apps. Also on our website, power1017.com. We're broadcasting on Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Power 1017. Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok at Power 1017 FM. And good morning, everybody on Facebook. We're going to be jumping on here all throughout the morning until we get back live. Well, we do anyway, normally, but we're going to get back live on the radio hopefully very, very soon. We got our engineer out there working on it. It's a Bill and Jessica Show. We'll continue on the way.
Hey, what's up, guys?